I have something to say to Mr. Schwinn, is it?
Yes, Roland Schwinn.
Mr. Schwinn, you said that the parents will have no say, but Mr. Schwinn, you must understand, you are my employee.
Well, figuratively,
I pay
yes.
For your job.
Figuratively.
And you have to understand, excuse me, let me finish. I listen to you prattle on and on about this.
I don't prattle, I'm an educator, and I try to make
and
salient
you know
points.
What? For all your education, you're one of the most ignorant men I have ever had the displeasure of listening to.
Well, I think
to.
Personal
I am so
characters...
The very fact that you could say...
I think personal characterizations don't belong in this
parents
conversation.
Parents will not have a say. Do you understand there's such a thing as homeschooling? The parents take an active interest in their children?
Well, with
and
all due respect,
super
I doubt...
academic test. It's standardized achievement test.
Carla, with all due respect, I don't know whether you're up to the task of homeschooling. Let me take a guess. Do you carry
you
a little extra weight?
You don't know if I'm up to the task. I know you're not up to the task.
Do you carry extra weight?
There is such a thing
yes
as homeschooling, and I am telling you there would be a mass exodus.
I don't think you can homeschool
in your school. I would be surprised.
Ma'am.
If you have any students left in your school...
Well,
come after the holidays.
Let's let Mr. Schwinn, you had a comment.
Well, you may pay part of my salary, but you put me in charge for the best interest of your child.
No,
there's
I didn't. And if it were up to me, I would remove you immediately.
And it's for my forward fit. Now, I would also ask you this. I don't think you can be 40 to 50 pounds overweight and homeschool. See,
what's that supposed to mean?
Because I'm guessing this lady carries a little extra weight. Am I right?
No, actually, I don't.
All right, my mistake.
What's that got to do with anything? You're way off base here, man. And this idea that you're going to give an A for, what is it? How did you put it here? Getting some stink on.
That is intended for the students only. That is
getting
a... That, no, let me explain. That
I'd
is,
be really curious, Mr. Schwinn, to know what your sexual experiences were as a young man, because it seems
well,
like,
wouldn't you like
you
to know?
Didn't get enough. And so
Madam,
you're trying to
I
make sure
simply...
everyone else does.
I am not I'm certainly not trying to get you laid. I'm trying to help students find out...
You know, you sound more like some guy that runs a frat house than a guy that is a headmaster at a K-12 getting laid.
He sounds more like someone that runs a cat house.
No, I will tell you that I use colloquial phrasing that my students understand so they realize what we are up against. And
are you already publicizing this among students?
Look, I got tons when I was a kid. I had very, very... I have a lot of good friends and good
not
girlfriends.
Not if you have the radio voice that you have now.
What's that supposed to mean?
What do you think it means?
Oh, well, you
I
know,
mean,
Carla,
it,
you sound like you have labored
to me,
breathing.
Given your voice, I would guess you didn't get a lot, because any man that'll say on the radio, I got tons, is probably not telling the truth.
I got more
would
ass
like
than a
saddle.
Would you
like to deal in more hypotheticals, Mr. Schwinn?
I got more ass than a saddle, and I resent... Very much.
Oh, boy. More ass
really?
Than a saddle.
You resent.
Yeah, that's
would
right,
you
yes.
like to know what I resent? I'm a parent.
You are a parent?
I gave birth. I carried it.
You
are
gave
you a
birth
parent,
to
Mr.
an idiot.
Schwinn?
You gave birth to a kid whose SAT is flattening out, and then they come to me and bellyache about it and say, how
no.
do we get the SATs up?
No.
I'll tell you
no,
how
sir.
I get the SATs up.
I'm
going to get your
you
kid's ashes hauled for the first time in his life.
Mr. Schwinn,
and as
do
a
you
headmaster,
have children?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have children?
Unfortunately, I'm not able.
You're not able.
No.
So you have no idea what you're talking about.
As a headmaster, I don't need to care what you resent. And
oh.
they don't call me headmaster
so
for
nothing.
So it's
a matter of education.
Yes, it is.
What if
and
I were
have...
to tell you I had a
well,
PhD?
You had a penis?
She didn't say that, and you know she didn't say that. She said PhD.
Actually,
well, so
I don't
of a sudden,
have
I'm not
PhD.
Allowed to joke.
I'm an MA, and I work for a urologist. So I probably know more about penises than you do, Mr. Schwinn.
Well, I don't doubt that you do, Carla. And
in fact,
I'll tell you,
I think
I'm glad the surgery
to
was
one
successful.
Right now.